And then, you know, that specific karma is experienced. So you constitute the result of that specific karma. So that's how it all belongs to one sequence. Yes, okay. Can you see that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's how it is. Yeah. So now, if you like, so maybe it's quite good since maybe some clarity has created. To maybe we should stop. hold on to that. But then you know, because it's not explained like that in the Lam Rim. So if you like to go back to how it was before, that's how it is explained in the Lam Rim. So for that again, Charlotte and Swami Sri. So you have to go come again here. And then craving, grasping and becoming have to go. Yeah. So that's how you see, that's how it is explained in the Lam Rim. Exactly. So here, that's why name and form, what is your name? Michelle. So from Michelle to, sorry, it's too many names. Megan. So from Michelle to Megan, that would belong to another group. It's another sequence, another karma, the result of some other karma. Yeah. And then, you know, craving, grasping, and becoming, you know, you three, you ripen the Jennifer karma. And then, you know, birth, aging, and death are the result of the Jennifer karma. But name and form from Kasa, six sources, contact and feeling, they're the result, not of the Jennifer karma. Because the Jennifer karma is not ripened. Yes, your potential, because craving, grasping, and becoming, you know, which ripen you, no, they come after. Yeah. So for all that time, you are sort of like Michelle consciousness. Yeah, did I remember that right, Michelle? Yeah, two Michelles. Good. Yeah. So Michelle is ever present. Well, until that point, you know, until you reach Freddy. Because then Freddy, you know, Freddy, and what is your name? Peter. So Freddy and Peter, so they're craving and grasping. So at the time of death, then the karmic potentiality, it becomes ripened. Yeah. And then Antonio is the ripened karma. So sort of, you are the karma, then at the time of Michelle, we have only the potential on the consciousness. Antonio, you know, is the ripened potential. Now the potential has again been ripened by craving and grasping. So Antonio is a ripened Michelle. Akasa, no, Jennifer. Right? No, not enlightened. Just if there would be no, the way it would stop is because there would be no craving and grasping, because if somebody, like if somebody, let's not even enlightened, like, but yeah, if somebody is enlightened, or let's say somebody is an arhat, for example, or on the path of seeing, like a bodhisattva on the path of seeing, they have realized emptiness directly. So, you know, for Freddy, for craving to come into existence, there needs to be ignorance present. But because there's the direct realization of emptiness, there is no ignorance. So craving does not exist. There is no grasping, so the karma does not get ripened. There can be karma, can be still, the karmic imprint can still be there. It can be carried through. It's very likely So the bodhisattvas on the path to seeing, they still have lots of karmic imprints. But because their realization of emptiness is so strong, there will not be, at the time of death, there will be no craving and grasping generated. So the karma does not get ripened. So we don't get any Antonio. And without Antonio, there is no, there will be a next life. So that's important, no? They still take rebirth. Bodhisattvas still take, but not under the control of karma and afflictions. So, you know, Charlotte and Swami Sri, so they, you know, they, what they stand for is, you know, birth, aging and death under the control of karma and afflictions. So the dependent link. So because there is no ripening karma, there will be no dependent link of birth and no dependent link of aging and death. Yes, so the definitely the bodhisattvas, they also, you know, they also experience the results of their karmas. That's for sure. Yeah, yeah. But you know, because bodhisattvas, their karma is, you know, even if they have not realized emptiness directly, their karma is overwhelmingly positive. So they, you know, they don't experience a lot of suffering, even if they're in cyclic existence. Can be, yes. If they have not realized emptiness directly, then they're what they, what is referred to as an ordinary individual bodhisattva, an ordinary bodhisattva. So they, you know, they will still have this process, but it, what the karma that will ripen, you see, actually. Now, what you stand for, it can be non-virtuous karma, or it can be contaminated virtuous karma, both. So the dependent link of compositional factors, it can be non-virtuous, and it can be, but it can also be virtuous karma. So the bodhisattvas, for them, you know, they would not create a lot of non-virtue, and also they would not experience the ripening of non-virtuous karma, really. So for them, at the end of the life, there would still be craving and grasping, but it would not ripen any non-virtuous karma. It would ripen a virtuous karma. So the ripening karma that Antonio stands for, you know, it would be the ripening of a virtuous karma, and then the birth, it would be a higher rebirth, so human or higher. And so, but you see, the drawback is still, because it's a rebirth under the control of karma and afflictions, so they will still be under the control of death, old aging and death. But what they will not really experience is mental suffering. So they maybe experience a little bit of physical suffering, but they won't experience mental suffering. And then once they have realized emptiness directly, then even though there are still karmic imprints there, because of the strong realization of emptiness, there will be no craving. Because there is no craving, there will not be any grasping. So because there is no grasping, there is no ripened karma. And because there is no ripened karma, there is no rebirth under the control of karma. And because there is no rebirth under the control of karma, then also there will be no dependent link of aging and death.